Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Talk about this little story. It's right across page 4 of the Cairns Post today. Chris Calcino has done this. There'll be people who remember, it's going back quite a few decades now, there was a place in town called the Golden Block, and Peter Komonos was smack bang in the middle of it there in the arcade. It was high-level, high-expense real estate. Now, there's a photo here of a big corner. As I remember, this is part of the Golden Block anyway, and it's a very significant corner. Abbott and Spence Street, and it's being sold. Now, talking yesterday with Patricia down at the Chamber of Commerce, obviously at the moment you walk around the CBD and it's a bit depressing, empty shops all over the place, inevitably with what's happened with COVID, tends to look a little bit run down. So it's an interesting time for people to say, I'm putting my hand up, we're getting out of this. It's probably unfortunate timing, but maybe they have to, or maybe they just want to move on and do other things. Who knows? We're about to find out perhaps in a moment. Anyway, we'll get an opinion on this. It does say real estate mogul Frank Gasparin and a consortium of owners have put a prestigious CBD property on the market with claims it's one of the best blocks in town. The corner Spence and Abbott Streets has all the makings of a bustling hive of inner city activity, but like the rest of the CBD, it's gone into hibernation since COVID. Now, the owners, this is Frank Gasparin, Peter Strangman, Palm Cove Hotel Sarai owner Mark Biancotti and Ebert Fine Jewellery owners Mary and Joe Moen are looking to sell. The partners undertook $1 million renovation of the outdated retail cafe and office building back in 2019, which included one of the city's first interactive LED billboards. When you're sitting waiting to move off and the lights there on the corner of Spence and Abbott, you look up and you can't miss it. The major external works brought new life to what was looking like a rundown dead spot in the city centre. And CBRE's Danny Betros said it was the first time the building had ever been listed for sale. So it's quite a significant development. Managing Director CBRE on the line, Danny Betros, good morning.
G'day, John.
Why do you think they're selling it?
Well, firstly, they don't need to sell it because these are all fairly significant people, obviously, but the fact is it's a four-way partnership and they all want to do other things, and it's at that point where they either sell it now or they hang on to it for the next few years and embark upon a releasing program as international markets pick up and more visitors come into town. This corner used to be the go-to place for most retailers targeting the international tenants, and at various times over the years we even had a waiting list of tenants wanting to get into this particular corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, but it's just unfortunate when you take all the tourists out of town, and particularly the internationals, there's no business there for them. So a lot of the tenants have left, or their leases expired and they just didn't renew. But some of the owners have moved, one or two have left town, some retired. They just want to readjust their portfolio, and some of the ones they own with other people. It's all very amicable. There's no drama. It's just that at that moment also, if somebody wanted to buy the building and occupy a large part for themselves, now's the time to do it.
We're
targeting owner-operators as well as investors, and see how we go.
You could put together some of the smaller shops for a bigger frontage, could you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a drift towards some of the bigger tenants wanting to own their own property, and this corner will allow that to happen because, there are no leases in place as such on the ground floor. So, if somebody wanted to, occupy 300 or 400 metres and own the building, they could do it. That's really what we're aiming for.
I nearly fell off my chair when you said, there used to be a wait list of 20 people.
Yeah.
I had forgotten just how bustling that part of town is when all the tourists are here.
Well, when the Chinese were here in their droves, I mean, that corner was, Joe and Mary Moen, who owned the Everett Opals on the corner there. I mean, there was a... they're retailers and they're also part owner, but at the end of the day, they're retailers, not long-term property owners. And, they moved on to other things. Time changes. Everyone's, as we get older, everyone's motivations change and everyone's opinions change. And that's what happens, mate.
don't go away. I've got to work out how far along Abbott Street it goes. Does it go as far as the Abbott?
No, not quite. There's two fairly thin buildings in between this and the Abbott, the hotel. But it's the predominant building. It adjoins the Boland Centre, which looks fantastic. There's an example of an owner who's very proud of the heritage of that building.
Oh, yeah, it's magnificent.
And then, you know, along Abbott Street, you know, once again, was very active, and it will come back. I, you know, I've got no doubt it will, but whether it's in 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months, I don't know. My crystal ball is a bit cloudy at the moment.
Even 12 months is a bit optimistic, some people say, but let's move on. I want to ask you about the Abbott. Is it plush inside? It's a very nice
the
opening.
Yeah. Look, well renovated. You know, it's managed by the same company that looks after the Pacific Hotel. Quite nice Chinese restaurant downstairs, which has obviously struggled with trading. It is still operating, but just not as much as it was. The rooms upstairs, it's only about 30 odd rooms up there, and you know, they've done them up to a good standard. So yeah, quite nice.
What was it before?
The Northern. It was part of the Great Northern Hotel.
Was that the Great Northern? Oh, see, the history. Yeah. It's fascinating.
Now, well, you remember the bars downstairs.
Lots of us do. Yeah, it was the place to be on Saturday afternoon. There was a piano in the corner and a wonderful piano player. Don't go away. Just opposite. Everyone's talking about it. I haven't been in to have a look, but the Kamsler Brothers creation next to the Courthouse Hotel. Have you been in?
It's spectacular. It's called Workplaces, I think, and it's a serviced office facility. They've kept the ground floor at the moment, just looking at other options down the track, but they've done a magnificent job, and it's a couple of levels there of serviced offices, and very modern, very chic, very very trendy. It's got all the IT bells and whistles, very attractive space, great natural light. It's got a bit of an industrial look about it. You know, anybody looking at serviced offices or casual office space, it's very impressive in there. Those guys have done a magnificent job on that building. They really have. Yeah. That's a credit to Cairns.
People rave about it, Danny.
Yeah, mate, it's really, really good. You can't just go in and wander around, of course, but it's, you know, anybody in that office market, serviced office market, it's very impressive. Mm. They've done a fantastic job there.
And they've set a new standard, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, good to see this sort of investment in the CBD. They opened it up, you know, in the middle of COVID, which is no easy feat. COVID's readjusted everybody's business plans and set everyone back. But hopefully there's some green shoots there, and there's certainly light at the end of the tunnel, and we believe there is. We've just got to speed up to get to that light at the end of the tunnel, which is really what we want to do.
Now, someone who wants to buy a quarter of the Golden Block, bargain price possible?
No, this is no giveaway. Knowing the people involved, there'll be no giveaways. We're looking for a buyer with a vision for that building, either a use for it or a plan. And look, there's a deal there for somebody, but I can assure you there will be no giveaway. There's not too many giveaways anywhere, John. The one thing about the CBD may be quiet, but there's no super good bargains around. There's no mortgagee sales. Interest rates are low, so people, you know, they're under no massive mortgage stress. There might be one or two that would like to sell sooner rather than later, but we're not seeing any market crash or anything like that.
I just wanted to draw out a bit of disgust in your voice, Danny.
You'll just have to invest elsewhere.
And I
John,
succeeded.
Can't wait. Yeah, that's right. Now, I wouldn't be much of an agent if I went in and said, hey, this is a bargain, come and get it. Vendors would shoot me in the minute I hang up.
No, don't go away, because you're in town most of the time. What's happening? I was talking yesterday with the boss at the Chamber, and she's obviously pretty bleak in parts of town. I do admire the courage of people who are opening up empty shops, including some of the restaurants down there in Shield Street, etc. It's like a little Italy at the moment, and that's beaut. But it's pretty bleak old future for the immediate CBD future, isn't it? A bit bleak.
Retail struggles, and retail is struggling and will continue to struggle. But look, in all fairness, a lot of the retailers were heading in a change of direction even before COVID, because the marketing has changed in the way people shop and what the demand is. But as I always say to people, you know, the first thing I say to them is, well, what is your point of difference? So if you're going to open up a shop, what are you doing that's different to everyone else that would make people come to you? And there's a lot, you've got to be a lot more active in your retail marketing. The CBD is really about food, and it's about tourism retail. Now, once tourism does come back in numbers and you get students, backpackers, domestic and international tourists, as well as cruise ships walking around the CBD again, the first thing that will happen is you'll get a lot of those tour booking shops open up again. they're not particularly brilliant, but they pop up like mushrooms, you know, after rain, and they'll fill up, you know, they might fill up half a dozen shops or maybe a bit more. Then you'll slowly get back tourism types such as, you know, whether it be clothing or, you know, surfwear or that sort of stuff. They'll come back quicker than everyone else. And then there's a real push at the moment for this mob called Renew Cairns, which is talking about bringing arts and crafts back into the CBD and giving them shop space for free to get set up and get some activity. That'll help. And then what we do need then is a massive size 15 boot to kick up the council to start activating the CBD with some real planning and some real marketing activity, rather than closing down markets, kicking buskers off the street, actually get some life back in and do something a little bit more proactive than just scratching your head and saying, well, let's rip up that footpath, put down some concrete. You know, it's the council at that point, when we do get people back, need to get a bit more on the front foot and just fix up some of the glaring lack of activity and drive that's there at the moment from the council.
Danny, just a quick one, because I'm getting reports of much bigger numbers of drunken itinerants and their appalling behaviour recently. There's a younger cohort in town that are really confronting. I hear we need more police, clearly, but a bloke came on the other day with a very interesting idea. I think it was the Queen Street Mall, actually, in Brisbane. He said, well, they've got the cameras like we've got 200 cameras in the CBD or whatever, but they're not delivering the goods. He said in Brisbane, because they're constantly being monitored, as soon as they see trouble starting, they have speakers on every corner, and a man or a woman in a loud voice says, we are watching you, the person in the red shirt and the blue trousers or whatever, we're watching your behaviour. If you continue to persist with that, the police will be there in a matter of moments to intervene or whatever. And apparently it seemed like a convincing a tale. Apparently it's had a very good effect on the standard of behaviour. We certainly need an improvement in the behaviour in our CBD.
Well, look, I have seen and heard of those types of security. Look, the CBD is covered really well with cameras, and they're great for identifying the scumbags, and that the police all know by first name, and they all say, oh, he got out of jail last week, he's back again. That's the most frustrating part. You know, when you hear the police come on and say, oh, we're expecting a bit of, you know, wave of crime this week because a heap of scumbags have just got out of jail after being in there for 3 months. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Inevitable.
And then all of a sudden we've got more stolen cars, more bashings, whatever, exactly. And they say, oh, it's the same group. Why are they getting out? Or why are they being let out? And that's the question. But apart from that, what we need in the CBD is security patrols. I mean, the police can't be everywhere at all times. However, if you have, this is on the council too, if you've got, you know, say two or three blokes walking the CBD all day, every day, at reasonable, you know, and they have the power to report or to move on or alert the scumbags, hey, we're watching you and we're aware of it. And that's what we need. We need permanent security staff in the CBD, because when there's police or security around, the scumbags aren't there or they're not playing up.
Yes.
But as soon as they walk around the corner, of course, they pull out their bottles of booze and whatever. But, you know, the police can't be there all the time. I see it on the Esplanade every night. Last night was a three-ring circus on the Esplanade. It's just embarrassing. But for some reason last night, the police weren't doing their patrols. Now, over the holiday break, I was on the Gold Coast. And I can tell you, I saw a police buggy up and down the beach all day, every day, you know, in a proper buggy. Our poor blokes don't even have a buggy. They had to borrow a council golf cart, and then they're walking. You try walking up and down the Esplanade all day in the heat with all that gear they wear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just stupidity. You know, we just don't think. And, I don't know where the direction's coming from, and they can't seem to have the funding to even give them a proper police buggy to drive up and down the Esplanade.
Exactly.
And then, you know, I don't get it. I mean, to me, some of the answers or solutions are as obvious as the nose on your face.
I know.
Until you stamp it. There's a tattoo on the politician's head. It just doesn't seem to get anywhere.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. These decisions are taken nearly 2,000 kilometres away in Brisbane, haven't got a clue, and even less interest. I thought this was interesting in the article in the Cairns Post today about all these stolen cars, and this is actually from the Queensland Police Acting Chief Super Chris Hodgman, who said, quote, if young people cannot be controlled by any other way than in custody, then that's what should happen. Clear common sense.
Yeah, look, just don't count on too much common sense from our current state government, John. I mean, when the two words common sense come out, I think they pull down the shutters even further and probably got to get a report on it, you know, to get some advice from someone. You know, it's just you know, it's very basic, you know, ways of fixing the problem. If we just take a more pragmatic approach, and listen to the people on the streets, not the do-gooders or the idiots in Southeast Queensland.
This has been very interesting indeed, even though we wandered off the original subject, but it's been very interesting.
It's all part of the CBD issue,
exactly.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
If you go down any night next to Piccolo's on Abbott Street, there's an old building there, but, you know, there's a camp going on there at the moment. They've even brought out their own chairs.
Oh, no.
You know, and it's there every night, and then they leave all their shit, all their rubbish behind, yeah. And, you know, It's mind-blowing, but the council's got to get on the front foot with security.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's no good the council saying, it's a police issue, or that's a social welfare issue. You know, time for some action.
Very well said, Danny, and very timely. Thank you. Danny Betros on the line there, Managing Director, CBRE.